What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Oh, that was terrible.
Try.
Oh, that was fine. Okay. Well,
this feels so weird.
I know. It's like a pregnant hole is missing right here.
You feel so far away.
I know.
Away.
Like,
come this closer. Couch is literally tea tiny.
Come a little closer,
I'm
baby.
So used to hanging off the end like I do at night in the bed.
Why do you hang off the night?
I don't like to be touched when I'm sleeping. Like, you can touch me.
And there she is.
And then
Catherine, ladies and gentlemen.
We're sleeping and he gets closer and closer and closer. The dog gets closer and closer. And so I'm basically off of my king size bed.
You don't like being touched when you sleep.
No, do you? Like, who can sleep with someone touching them?
I can.
Sounds about right.
No, I mean, I like my space when I sleep.
Yeah.
But I also, like, in the middle of the night, like, sometimes, like, he'll, like, start rubbing my head.
Oh.
Or he'll, like, grab my hand. Like, and we'll, like, fall asleep. Like,
oh.
he'll grab my hand. And then we, like, but it's, like.
Well, that's sweet.
In, like, the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when we toss or turn or something. Because we're both tossers and turners.
So you're, like, half asleep, tossing and turning, and you are aware enough to grab and hold hands.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, right?
I mean, it's kind of cute. Definitely nothing I've ever done, but it's so cute.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that before.
Like, I just don't think I'd even be aware enough to, like,
I think it's just like,
hand.
Hi.
You still there?
You're sleeping good. I know.
That's sweet. Hey, things you learn that you didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were bracing for, like, just
literally,
holding on
to the...
Literally, I
have this much of my bed. Between the dog who sleeps between
How
my legs.
How do you let your dog sleep in your bed?
I'm obsessed with her, but she sleeps literally between
in
my legs.
In your bed?
Uh-huh. Between my legs.
Do you let it sleep on the couch?
No, she only likes my bed. Mm-mm. She doesn't get on the couch.
That doesn't, like, gross you out?
I mean, I have to wash the sheets and stuff, like, real often.
I just, for some reason, I mean, I used to be the
person. I mean,
person,
it's probably gross.
No, I used to be the person, too. And I think a lot of people will agree with you way more than me, 1,000%. And I know that. But, like, once I had kids, like, a dog just became a dog. You're not in my space. Get away from me. Like, I don't want you on my bed. I don't want you on my couch. Like, you stink.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with all of that. In general.
Like, I love Leo. Love him. I think he's an amazing dog. Lauren trained him beautifully.
He's a great dog.
He's a great dog. But you're not getting in my bed and we're not snuggling. Like, I don't want a dog snuggling with me. I'd rather... And again, I don't like falling asleep snuggling either. I like the random in the middle of the night. Like, touch base.
No snuggle.
But, like, yeah, like, we'll snuggle, then roll over. I'm fine with that. But when it comes to a dog, like, I used to have my Boston Terrier and Sophie, too. Mia and Sophie would snuggle in between mm-hmm. my legs. Now, that was, like, 20s.
Yeah.
But I could not. Maybe like when the kids are out of my house and it's like my only baby. But I'm like, I want to be left alone.
So I do too. And I was the same way. But when I started having baby fever after Ramsey is when I got Rosie. So she's the only one. So she was like my newborn, like my baby.
And that makes sense.
Treated her that way. And now she literally has to be up between my legs before we go to sleep. Any other dog? No. Like Ranger doesn't. He'll get up on the bed sometimes. We'll let him like when he falls asleep at first. But like the puppy, you know, in the crate, the big dog. I got a lot of animals, you know.
Stays. I couldn't imagine. Yeah. I mean, Alan's dog, Alba, is here.
Oh my gosh. Doberman. I can't even imagine.
Like, but some people have their big dogs like that sleep in bed. And I'm like, this is like my only time to myself. Like, get out.
Yeah. But like me and Rosie go in there like by ourselves. She doesn't need anything like everyone else in my life.
No, but I kind of do get that piece where it's like, hey, you know, when the kids are gone or when the kids, like when you get that
they're getting older
baby fever, you're kind of like, all right, you want to mother something.
Yeah.
And like have it be your baby.
Yeah. That's why Rosie's that way. Huh. He'll get there eventually.
Maybe. Is Nick fine with it?
I mean, he doesn't love it, but he doesn't really have a choice now. And like at one night, you know, because Ranger's kind of had a harder time going to sleep at night. I've been like, just put him in the bed. And he's like, absolutely not. Like, there's no way we're doing two dogs in the bed. I'm like, okay, fair.
How do you have like sex like with the dogs?
Well, she goes in the crate too. Like, so she sleeps really well in the crate too. So she'll go in the crate. So she goes in the crate and then we put her up on the bed. Or sometimes she gets a little like, she freaks out a little
bit. She's there for the
show. She's like, yeah, she freaks out a little bit. Like, what are you doing to mommy?
Oh, I just couldn't have a dog staring me in the eye while.
That is uncomfortable. Usually I put her in the crate and put the blanket over it.
Yeah.
I don't know how this came up or how we got there. But
well,
like
we always find a topic.
We do.
So
I know
that's interesting. Well,
did we talk about why we're alone?
Oh no, KB is having contractions.
Sweet.
She texted and she was like, "No dilation, but she's contracting." So she is on baby watch.
Good.
Yeah. We are very excited. We miss KB, obviously, but we're excited because we have Cherie Healy coming on the show in a little bit. So we'll get her on. But I do want to say thank you to everyone who have shown love for not only the engagement, but the book too. Like it's been so great. It's also been really fun to block people because the people that have just
been mean, I was going to get
a handful and that's okay. But like, it's just been like, I don't take any offense to any of it.
Good.
Or I'm just like, it's so easy now just to be like, boop, block. Yeah. But no, I think I've only, you know, normally where I would always focus on the negative, I focus on the positive of like the things people were saying. And that has been, that's been nice.
Yeah. I feel like you've gotten a lot of love and I'm very happy.
It's been very
for that.
Sweet.
Yes.
And I really appreciate it. And I'm just like, yeah, with the engagement side of things and then the, you know, with the book, like it just feels, I appreciate it. So thank you.
I'm really glad to, let me say that, like, because a lot of times when you have announcements or new things and people want to attack and people like, it can kind of get you down, you know, and like you've been great from what I've seen. Like you've just been awesome.
I've laughed at the comments.
Wow.
Like good. And then I'm like block because I don't need you to. No. What's so funny though about some of these people, like on the engagement side, it's like, can't wait for her to be the victim of number four. Or you know what I mean? Just like of like, whatever, fine. Or just being like mean. But then I'll go and I'm like, huh, I wonder if they've messaged me before.
Of course.
And then I go to like the message like, oh my God, I love you. And like, that looks so cool. Or like they're so nice.
They're probably just trying to get attention no matter how they do it.
Yeah. So I was just like, well, block. And then some were like, you know, mean always. I'm like, oh, block. Like, because I just don't need your like negative energy. And then on the book side, someone was just like, she's like, she just found love. Now she's writing about it. I'm like, where did you not read that? I said, this does not involve my new relationship whatsoever.
People don't
read. I say like one sentence because I went back and revised. Like, one day I hope to find love. It's like, you know, I said like something about like finding love, like one sentence.
People don't pay attention. They really don't.
But I was just like, okay.
Okay.
Whatever.
Bye.
But let's get Sheree Healy on. Let's take a break.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hey.
Hi, Sheree.
Hello, darling. It's so good to see you both.
I know. It's been a minute. Our middle pregnant mama, she's about to have a baby. So we, you know, want any day now. So she's on maternity leave from Wind Down.
Oh, congrats, woman.
You got me and Kat. How you been?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about this topic with you because the last we talked, I think I told you that I was just going to date my face off and that I thought that the guy that I was with was my one, but then he wasn't.
Right. And how long were you guys together for when, like, how long did you guys date for? It was like, what, was it 7 years? Did I make that up?
We had known each other since 2019. So it was like several years, but we didn't date that whole time.
Right. And you dated.
And I told you, I thought he was it.
Yes.
And then we broke up, but he is it, as it turns out.
What? Stop. Okay, wait. So let's go back. So you met in 19, and then you dated for how long until you guys called it off?
Well, we dated for like a minute, and then we got back together and dated for 6 months.
Okay.
Broke it off, but we've been friends for like 3 years.
Right. What made you think he was the one in the beginning, and then what made you guys break it off?
He knew I was the one in the beginning. But I didn't.
Why?
And then I thought after that 6 months that he was it. But you know, when you know someone is your soulmate and there's like this deep, unbelievable connection, but there's stuff that they've still got to do.
Yeah.
There was still growing to do. I had big therapy and work to do that first time that I met him. And then he took his turn and now we're amazing.
So, okay. So then you had the work to like, so you realized you still needed stuff to do. And then you guys were kind of like, wait a minute, like let's try this again.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I broke up with him again.
Why did you break up with him? Tell me more. Why?
Because I think he had work to do. You know, the story of twin flames, you know, when they say too, so many of us are being reconnected in this lifetime. And I can't wait to hear about yours, because we have this role to play for each other, where we really wake each other up. We advance each other and help each other learn. And that sometimes looks like coming together and then moving apart and then coming back together and moving apart to do the work. But I feel like we've done that core work now, so we can be together in a really healthy way.
Right.
And that's something I so thought we'd talk about today, because it's that first healthy relationship after all the unhealthy ones.
Right. And I will say too, on that piece, like when I look at my fiance now, I don't think we would have been right. Oh, I know we wouldn't have been right for each other any years before that. Like, that's if right. I would have met him even before my ex, him and I both would have been not good for each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I still had so much of my stuff to do. He had stuff of his stuff to do. So it's like, we would have had a great romance and it would have been fun, but I would have somehow sabotaged it with my own past stuff. He would have had his own stuff, his, you know, whatever it was. And so it would have never, I don't think it would have ever worked until, like, that's where I'm like, the timing of things is interesting. But then I go to Catherine's point where it's like, you guys, I feel like when you hear the word soulmate, like, do you think Nick's your soulmate? And also, like, do you then go in and out of the seasons too, because of like the challenges and the ups and downs in your marriage? That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. You know, I don't use the word soulmate that often, but he's definitely my person. But
what's the difference then for you?
I guess it's the same. I don't know. I just don't use that term often. Is it for too some like reason.
Dramatic?
A little bit. I mean, not in a bad way.
I use
way.
It, so I get it. Like, you mean like my soulmate sister over there?
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. But like, but yeah, I mean, but it also is like, yes, we're soulmates or we're our people, but it takes a lot of work and it's been a lot. And yes, I think there's been seasons of like, yes, he feels like my person. Oh my gosh, now we're not great. Yes, he's, you know, I think there's been a lot of that, ups and downs. And I just think that's, you have to continue to do work, I guess, is part of that.
Well, because you guys didn't, because they married young. So like they didn't get the chance to do their own work before then they got together and then both like super healthy. So it's the people that didn't do that work. It's like, I could see going, because I mean, shoot, when I was married to my ex, I'm like, I don't think he's my person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep fighting for this, but like, this isn't how it's supposed to look. This isn't how I'm supposed to feel. Like, my needs aren't getting met. His needs aren't getting met. Yeah. Like.
And maybe, I guess that's interesting, because then I wasn't so sure if he was my person because we got married so young. And then we did say we were going to get divorced. And then that's when we were doing our work and realizing, wait, we are meant to be together. I don't know. It's just interesting. But it took that for us to see it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or at least for me to see it.
Almost like, Sheree, like with your thing then. Like, you guys taking that break, going, oh, we just had to do some deep work. Work.
Yeah. Work. And I remember talking to you all the way back, Gwen, where it was like, are we both willing to do the work? You know? Because it's not that you have to leave each other to do work. It happened to be true for us in those moments. But I think ideally you come together in relationship to work on yourselves together. It's what relationship does. I lived in an ashram when I was 25 and I asked.
I should know what that is, but what is that ashram?
It's like living with a spiritual teacher. It's a monastery.
Okay.
And I said I wanted to become a swami at like 28. I thought that would be the path to growth.
What's a swami?
And they said, like, a swami is like a priest or a nun.
Okay.
You know? And I had grown up in the Catholic Church, and I know you're in your faith so beautifully. It's whatever path works to have you find the answers that you're here to answer, you know? And I remember saying to them, I want to devote myself to this study. And they said, this is not the fast path. Meditating in a cave and doing what we do is not the fast path. You go get married and have children. That's the one. Because it really has us grow so much. It has us, it's like the final level of growth to be in relationship.
And I'll say this too, to add to that is like, I'm not saying that you and your guy and me and Alan are not going to have, like, we're going to have our issues. Things will come up from our past, yeah. But it's how we would have handled things in the past that would be different how we'd handle them now. Right. So like where I would go, like, to just be like sabotaging, I can now go, okay, like, let's have the sit down. Let's have, and I might not do it perfectly, right, the conversation, but it still looks different. Like, there's still going to be conflict in relationships. It's not to say that, like, just because we met at the right time, we're going to be perfect. Like, nothing has come up as of yet. Like, we've been able to really communicate great and have great conversations. But years down the line, you know, I'm sure things will come up. Like, that's just the, like, that's marriage. That's relationships. That's fighting for, you know, it's being under the same roof. It's hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's good news if that stuff's coming up.
Yeah.
Because then that means that you're healing things and these things are ready to come up. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have the skills to hold it and the awareness, which I feel you do.
Well, I just, like, something that I said to him, because, you know, he's a big, he likes to process things. And I'm like, I don't want to hold anything back. So if you have, like, resentment, I'm like, let's talk about this. Like, what are your feelings? And I think, you know, he comes from more of, like, you don't share feelings. And so it's very new for him to, like, sit down and, like, have those discussions with me. But it's also, I'm like, we need to do that, you know, because I'm like, I know what resentment does. It kills a relationship. So it's like, I don't want
it
that.
It does.
So I'm like, if anything is coming up right now, like, I saw you get a little frustrated. Would you like to talk about it? Because I don't want you to hold anything in.
Yeah. Which is so interesting, because I used to be the person that held it in. And now that I'm trying to do better, I'm like, well, I'm just feeling, well, he almost doesn't even know what to do with that. Like, are you mad? I'm not mad. Just want to talk about it. Just want to get that out there. And he's like, what? Like, it's just, you know, you can change and you can get to a point to where you do want to talk about your feelings and it not be, you
know, a fight.
Yes. Which is hard sometimes. But yeah, you definitely can get to that point.
So then where do you struggle then too, Sheree, like on this new path with your one?
You know, it's so wild. And I mean, we all know there's not, you know, necessarily a one.
I disagree. I think he's my one. Like, in
you do.
I do. I think there's seasons of people, but I don't think those are the ones. Like, I don't think you get a one each season or however many seasons. I think the one stays. The one is like the one that you were like destined to be with all along.
Yeah. I feel like there are potential more ones. That's my take on it. You know, that there's this unbelievable limitless ability for us to love and grow. Mm-hmm. And, but I love this because I think where I am with you right now is I feel like mine is so the male version of me. We are so right for each other. It's absolutely unarguable. So where though the challenges come up are, I think it was so amazing to me to see my old patterns come up in the way that you're talking about too, when we've had trauma and we've had relationships in the past that had our nervous system be so dysregulated, so up in fight or flight, and the triggers that are there, you know, are ours to work on, but it's our partner's love and generosity, you know, to know about them and to tread lightly so that we can heal. Mm-hmm. And I think it was amazing to see how much of the old fears came up for review with him. I remember walking through the kitchen one day and just saying, are you okay? Like, I could sense, you know, I'm so hypersensitive like we are when we've gone through abusive relationships. And he just took me in his hands and he said, I just need you to know I'm pretty much always okay. And if I'm not, I'll tell you. You know, it was like this finding new ways to find safety, to relax into this kind of a relationship was really work.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. What would you say to the girls that like are afraid of, you know, they've gone through the trauma, they've had the mistrust, and the ones that are like, I'm afraid to put my heart back out there because I don't want to get hurt. Like, I know my reasons and my, you know, what I would say to that, but I'm just curious, like, from your more therapeutic side of like what to do in that situation where you're like, I don't want to get bamboozled again. I don't want to be embarrassed again. I don't want to be fooled again. I've been fooled so many times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a real challenge and I think so common, you know, that we want to protect our heart and build up walls around it. And you can see people over lifetimes have just built so many walls. And I would always say making a choice from fear is never the right choice. We can't make decisions from fear. Mm-hmm. And that is a fear-based decision. You know, I'm going to avoid. And I think there will always be hurt. So it's making peace with life is full of that. And this was a big lesson for me over the years and all my working with people. You know, I've never met anybody really amazing who hasn't been through a ton of pain. And the lessons and the transformations that we go through, what our souls are here to experience, really have to come with pain. I think trauma and pain are coded into our childhoods for a reason. And so to make peace with that means that you will be able to know the deepest love. You know, you and I have talked about the needs before and these needs for certainty and uncertainty. Mm-hmm. If somebody is really, really fighting for certainty, they're never going to have the epic love, mm-hmm. you know, because big fat love is messy and it's vulnerable. And like we're both talking about, you have to bring your heart out and talk about it, talk about the things that you're holding in there. And that's hard if you're really wired for safety and certainty in ways that would have you never really know the depth of that love. So I think it's just being clear about the decision you're making. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to ever get hurt again, you put a lid on that, then you put a lid on love too.
That just seems so sad to me too. Like I don't want to be the girl that's like, okay, just because I've failed, but I've also like, I've tried and I've loved, and it's like, I didn't want certain things to end. And like, but it's like, I would hate to be like, all right, well, I don't want to try again. Like that just is like,
well, it's interesting. I was just thinking about the beginning of this relationship. I can remember having a conversation with you because it was like, I want to not put boundaries up essentially and not be afraid and mm-hmm. not, but like you were struggling with it at first mm-hmm. because you were scared.
Yeah.
But sure. You don't put those walls up, where that's very different from people. You think about it and you struggle with it, but then it's like, you know what? I'm just going to dive in. Mm-hmm. And if I get hurt, I get hurt. You know, and a lot of people, I wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, I'm queen of walls, but like, that's why I think this relationship could work so well for you, because you were like, I'm scared, but I'm just going to jump in.
Cause I could have missed out on like such a great love if I didn't
absolutely
go for it and really try and like bring my best version to myself. If he doesn't want to show up the best version, well, that's on him. I'm going to show up the best version that I can be. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's still, it not anymore, but like it was scary. You know, going, well, I hope he's who he says he was, because I've just been before like not the truth, but I gotta believe in my gut that I know a little better this time. And if not, well.
Yeah. Well, and if the end game is to know. Yeah. If the end game is to know great love, if that's what you ultimately want, and there's fear in the way, then that's where we get help. You know, why I had to take that time to do EMDR work, you know, or healing, or we have these talks, we have each other to sort through those fears. I'm not a fan of letting things stand in the way of me and what I want.
Yeah, there's a, and I don't want to quote her because I don't want the headline of it, but she's a reality star. And she basically was like, I've been hurt so many times, I will never love someone again. And I was like, that's sad. Cause I'm like, they shouldn't get the last, like you deserve to be loved. You deserve to try. And like, yeah, it might not work out, but like, I promise you, once you get healthier, like you're going to pick healthier. Yeah. And if not, like, well, you know, at least, you know, and move on. And like, I don't know. I just feel like it's sad.
Don't you think it's why we're here though? I mean, to love, it's one of the main purposes, I think, of being a human being.
Yeah. And it's not like you don't have to like, and I'm not saying like being in a relationship is like whatever, like I found happiness with that, blah, blah, blah. Like I, yes, 1000%. And I still think you shouldn't hold yourself back from trying a relationship just because you've been hurt. I get being scared.
Exactly.
I totally understand. Like I get it. And you shouldn't like, it's just, I don't know. Like you said, we're here to love and we deserve to be love and to love.
Yes. in the Book of Joy that Dalai Lama wrote about, and Desmond Tutu's incredible book about how many horrors they'd been through. I mean, just horrors? Unbelievable horrors.
Horrors. Yeah, I'm like horrors. I heard horrors.
I was like, what? How many horrors
in there? I was like, oh, okay.
Those two. It's amazing.
No, did anyone else hear that, or is it just me? Did you hear that too? Horrors? Yeah. You never know what the Dalai Lama is up to.
The horrors of being exiled from your country or being held in jail or being threatened to die. You know, all those things are actually what taught them joy, that those were the doorways to knowing great love and joy. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just what gets misunderstood, you know, in this crazy ride that we're on.
Yeah, I know. And you find out more too, like from those relationships, like some of the worst relationships that I've been in, the lessons that I'm like, oh man, like really they become such teaching moments too, to like what you don't want. So I'm almost sometimes grateful for them.
Yeah. I mean, and not even just in love and everything in life. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you make mistakes. That's how you learn from them. It's just like kids, you know, growing up, they make a mistake. They're going to learn from that. They're not going to do it next time. I mean, it's just like how we're wired.
Yeah.
How's your with things? Like, does your ex-husband like the guy?
Yeah, completely.
Great.
You know, we're still great friends, and he's actually finally in a relationship too. So it's such an amazing thing, you know, just to see how far we've come.
Isn't that so great?
Oh, God. You know, that's what I'd love for people to know, is if you are listening and you're in that place where it just feels like there's no way out, you know, where you and I both have been through so much, you know, there is, I think, something to this world that is kind of a natural and perfect order towards goodness, towards growth, you know, and if you just keep showing up, I mean, we just kept having all the talks and we just keep showing up for the kids and knowing that we're in this to, you know, be a modern family. Like I always said, I didn't want to have the broken family, like a really cool modern family. Then that's that guiding light that ultimately brought us here. And it's not without its ups and downs, you know, at all. Like kids go through their different phases and it pulls on us as parents in all kinds of different ways. And I'm moving in now. So we're changing like the whole structure of the
moving in with
my man.
Whee!
And does he have kids?
Yeah. But we're older kids, you know, are 27, 29, and mine are 18 and 20.
Okay.
It's a whole different phase.
Sure.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Yeah. How are your kids doing with all of it?
Oh, it's like great. Like they're, everything's great. Like they love Alan. Alan and my ex have a great relationship. I mean, you know, everything is good, you know, I mean, and we have been able to, my ex and I have been able to have, when stuff does come up, we're like, hey, can we kind of talk this out? And, you know, we still have our moments where, you know, we get frustrated and, but we're able to communicate in such a better way now. So that's been amazing. Nice. It's just, we've had more respect out of our marriage than in our marriage.
That's a good hallmark that says you made the right choice.
That's the headline.
Yeah.
We're better as co-parents, better as friends than married. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a book coming out and I talk about that, just kind of like that, never thinking we'd ever get to that other side of like, and there's still going to be things that obviously come up. There's deep resentments and stuff like that. But then also it's like how I let go of a lot of those things and like, you know, can just kind of look at him as, you know, the father of my kids and not hold that stuff. Cause I'm like, I don't want to be walking around with, I feel like this year just shifted me. And like, I just want any bad energy. I just don't want it. I don't want hatred. I don't want like heaviness. It's just too short. We talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like a broken record saying it, but it is, life is just too damn short to like hold on to any negative energy or put it out there. I don't like it. That's why I'm like, I mean, I even went through my book being like, I don't need to put that in there anymore. I don't need, like, you know, it's not necessary. I don't need to write about that, you know, about my ex or about, you know, don't need it. So it's like, I just don't want any.
I remember telling you years ago that all it takes is one person to choose the highest, choose love, take the higher road, however you want to say it, but it takes one person to shift a relationship. Mm-hmm. And you did that. Right now too, just holding out to stay in that higher vibration.
Yeah. Cause we could do the meeting. Everyone. Like I know friends that are divorced that meet at, you know, a certain drop off at, and we got there at one point almost where it was like, Catherine was like, you know, you got to set a better boundary because it was ugly, you know? And then like, all right, fine. We're meeting at Whole Foods at this time, you know, like it was about to get there. And then it was like, you know, as time, but then it's like, read about it in the next chapter.
Good plug.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, it's you know, but sometimes there's still people like we've been able to at least kind of hang our hats going like we've done a decent job of like, even though there was hurt, that we can co-parent. And I think at the end of the day, it's like kids are number at the top, you know?
Yeah.
So if it's going to make my kid happy to have his dad here for his birthday party, I'm going to invite him over, you know, put my stuff aside. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's good. We're good. We're fine. I mean, I high fived him today when he took up, when he dropped off Jolie from the dentist. We're like, all right, high five. See you later.
I love it.
As I kissed my fiance, like, it's good.
Did it bring up anything for him that you're getting married?
You know what? I said this on the last show when he found out, or when we told him or whatever, Jolie and I did. He was like, after everything I did, you deserve like such happiness and love and, you know, of all people, you deserve it. And so, yeah, it was great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How healing is that?
It was beautiful. Yeah. It was really, really, really nice. Like his acknowledgement and then his like well wishes, like that seemed so genuine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that was cool.
Yeah. Oh, you're showing everybody what's possible, lady.
Well, hey, who knows? Like in about, you know what I mean?
But
like, But I mean, like, you never, you know, it's like as long as, but you just keep every day. You're like, let's just be, you know, be positive, be good, happy.
Literally, it's day by day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I mean, anything can set up, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you and Alan put together a vision for what it is that you're creating? Do you both have kind of a shared vision for what the marriage is going to be? And the life that you're creating?
So, no, we haven't like really sat down, but for us, it's like just love and respect. Love, respect, and trust are like the main three things. It's like respect is like our number one thing. And like we respect each other so much. And from that respect, like I trust him. And the love is we know how special it is. And so we're also like, I don't ever want to be in a moment where I'm like, I don't trust him. But I don't fear that one ounce of my body fears that. Like how he loves and respects me, I trust him. So
everything stems from there.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's just like the love and respect is at the top, which is also a very good book too.
Yeah.
They say men want respect, women want love.
Mm. Yeah.
So I remember.
I did a workshop once with David Data. Okay. And he teaches sacred relationship and the practice of intimacy. And he's an incredible teacher. And he had us do this practice where you choose a partner, a woman and a man sitting in front of each other, and say, looking into the other person's eyes over and over and over again, the two things that men and women want to hear the most. And that's masculine identified, feminine identified. It's not a gender thing, but to say over and over and over again to a man, I trust you, I respect you. Mm-hmm. I trust you, I respect you. I trust you, I respect you. I watched this man in front of me collapse into tears. Mm-hmm. It was so profound. And the reverse was, you're beautiful, I love you. You're beautiful, I love you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, well, it is true. Those are the things that are at the end of the day so vital to keeping us feeling alive and appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know,
what does Nick do for you that you like feel?
Oh, gosh, I mean, I've never questioned for a second that he loves me ever.
Yeah,
honestly. But I think the thing that I have, it's funny what was coming up for me when she was saying that. I was like, man, I bet sometimes I don't come off like I respect him. Mm. Not a lot, but like sometimes, you know. Like, not the trust thing. We have trust. Like, he knows I trust him. And plus, you know, no issues there. But I think the respect thing is the harder thing for us.
Interesting.
I could see, like, the way I say some things or the way I, you know, it control the kids or, you know, like, things like that. I could see where, as a man, could see that as not respecting, like, their ability to parent or their ability to make a decision or, you know, whatever. I don't mean it in that way. But I can see where that would come off.
Do you think it's because of like the direct way that you're saying it? Or
I think the way I say things sometimes, which I've gotten a lot better at, but also just like the controlling factor, like in the like family, like we're going to do this. And he's like, you know, he's starting to kind of, I mean, after what, 14 years, but like, hey, like, you know, let me make this decision. Let me do this. And like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's interesting. But I mean, he always shows me that he loves me and thinks I'm beautiful. I've never questioned that.
Sheree, what do you think to that?
I think this is where it gets interesting, why I asked you about your vision for the relationship, because when you have those shared values, then it's how do you get down into the co-parenting, to the doing of the things, you know, with those values in mind, that it gets down into how you do your life, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it's tricky because I always say the more you want to give, the more you need. And so if you want to give a lot of trust and respect, then you have to talk about what you need. What's the exchange? You know, what fills you up? What has you be in your most true self, you know, your most resourced self to be able to give those things to him? You know, mm-hmm. what has you respect him?
Well, and the question and is, then, do you respect him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can, yeah. I just know my personality. And at times I can look back and be like, I could see where that didn't sound like I respect him. Does that make sense?
Do you go then and tell him that?
I do now. I am better at that now. I was not before. Okay. And I think that was a lot of our problem. And it's just interesting because I really hadn't truly thought about it that much as like a respect thing. Like yeah. even like just even just random things like with business stuff. Like he may mention something. I'm like, well, you maybe should have done this or you should have done that or you should. And I can see that triggers him. And I think that comes from like, okay, you're not like respecting my job and what I'm doing. And, you know, and so I've noticed that creep back in a little bit. And then I try to like stop myself like, no, but that was great. Great job. Or, you know, whatever. Just mm-hmm. trying to like not criticize.
But, you know, and that I know and we can criticize yeah. because, you know, when we get criticized, we change. But when you criticize a guy, he just wants to go away.
Right.
you know, right. It creates distance. It's very different the way criticism lands on us, you yeah. know, and what it does. So but in those moments where you catch yourself, this is where I think it's so great because there's also a good reason that you are saying that. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that you feel like you want to say a thing, like the need for control, you said,
yes.
or there's maybe fear popping up, or you want to contribute and you want to help, but it's not what he needs. And so to check in and say, oh man, what's just going on for me there? Or what I'm feeling right now is stress. And it's like a way that I'm dealing with the stress to try to manage you. Mm. Like you're one of my kids.
So true.
So sorry.
Literally yeah. nailed all of it right there. yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not yeah. one of my children. I know. I know.
but yeah. I think just but being like, okay. Being not humble in that moment, but like, or humbling the moment, like, I'm sorry, you're not yeah. like, my, it's like, yeah. because then he's like, oh, that's where you just step yeah. in, you're just in that role.
Yeah.
And so then you just categorize him in that area. And it's like, if you say it in that moment too, I think that'd be like so helpful.
Yeah,
too.
For sure. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can I offer yeah. one little tidbit?
Sure.
So I was talking to Nick.
Oh no.
No. So I have like Nick is a close friend. Like I like Nick and I have a great. Like,
actually, he said no, that you did this.
No. I just think this is like such a good like
okay.
such a good thing to add going into what you guys are about to do.
Okay.
So we were talking about he was leaving, right? So he was like, ugh, Kat on vacation. I was like, ah, she's the best. And he was just like, no, she has to do something.
Oh yeah, I like to be busy.
You like to be busy
uh-huh.
and have an activity
yeah.
every single day. I go, Kat? I was like, no way. She's like, he's like, oh no, she's different when it comes to like the kid vacation. I was like, really? I was like, man, she's like awesome to like vacation with. I'm like, we play cards and we chill like by the
that's
pool.
That's because I don't have kids running around.
But he's like, no, she's like, she always has to have like a plan or like an adventure thing to do. So I'd be curious what it would be like to try this on. And so maybe one of the days go, hey, Nick, what would you like to do today? And or like, and don't plan anything. And just, yeah. and if it's just, they just want to whatever. And just for one day out of the 7 days, just don't have a plan and just relax.
Okay. I mean, I don't have a plan every day.
But you know what I'm saying? Ask him though, right? Or no, is this terrible? Is this terrible advice?
No, it's great. It's great.
Just like, but he like almost can surprise him in a way.
He's going to know you told me.
No, I don't think he will. Unless he listens
not
to
the after the vacation when he listens to the podcast.
But whatever, you can try it on and be like, yeah. I tried it.
No. It would be such a gift to him.
Yeah.
It would because, you know, to give him his version of the vacation for a day is just,
yeah,
what a gift. But you know what? Beyond what a gift it is to him, I kind of want to know what that would give you to be able to just relax.
Can I answer it for her? Because I'm almost thinking she's going to say stress.
Yeah.
I don't think yeah. you can do it. I don't. And I don't mean it out of like not love, but I'm just like, I think it's going to stress you out more. Here's to not thing. Have something to do for each of the children.
If it's just me, I am like the queen of relaxing. Like I yeah. could binge watch Netflix and like have no issues. But when you get the kids involved and it's mom,
yeah.
I find it just much easier to have activities. That's all it really is. I can chill. No, I don't love just like sunbathing all day long. if you haven't picked up on that by this point, I leave you on the beach because I cannot just sit there and lay there in the sun all day long.
Right. But maybe that's just what they want to do and go down those fun little slides.
Oh, we'll be going down the fun little slides.
You know what I mean? Yeah. For like, and not doing something that day and just letting Nick take it over. Because it can be like, you don't need to carry every day of planning. Moms take it on as their thing.
True.
Let him have a day. And he, and then in a way, thinks he's like, cool. You know what I mean?
He
like,
doesn't want to. All right, fine. I'll give him one day to plan. I will report back and let y'all know how this goes.
I'm so excited. She will report back.
Let's refine it, though, because I think there's this thing called making a deal that I love, where it's not a compromise and it's not like, oh, you're now going to have to be stressed all day and it's going to be really hard and taxing on you, because then there'll be fallout from that, right?
Yeah.
That it's okay, in order to give you that, this is what I need. You know, it's a little bit of like back and forth until, you know, you get spa time to, you know, decompress from it, or there's somebody else, you know, the kid daycare, you know, at this hotel that takes over. But there's got to be a way that you make this that really serves you both.
Yeah. She's speaking my language. Okay. I can do this.
Yeah.
Spa time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying leave him with a gift.
I can do it.
This is not
That's
going
what I heard,
Nick,
Jana.
This is not what I said. I want you to
recovery
hear
recovery time.
There's no plan for today except for you get the kids all day.
Yeah, that was not what I was going for. Oh, Cherie.
It's going to be great.
Where can our listeners, again, find you and everything that you're doing?
Oh, they can find me at thesirencall.com or Cherie Healy. Ah. And yeah, there's a whole lot of good, new, amazing things coming out of my work.
Like what?
My calling is to help you. My calling is to help you answer yours. So it's really, after all these years, 16 years of coaching and working with people in branding and leaders and companies to help them find their purpose, it's all come down to Siren. And that's the new brand to really help people find their purpose and live it.
I love that. All right. Well, so, we'll get you back on. We'll have the fiance on and then we can make a plan for our thing.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah, I would love it. I'd love to meet him. Congratulations.
Thank
love
you, honey.
Both
you too.
Of you.
I'm so excited for you too. Good luck with the move.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, girl. Oh, that was funny.
I love her.
She's so sweet. I want her to do, and I have to look now, but I need her to do like some kind of meditation thing. So I'm real big into meditating now. Meditation. Yeah, like Alan will always be like, hey, do you want to do like a 10-minute meditation?
And wait, at first, when did this start?
Since I met Alan. Because he does like these little like 10-minute meditations.
I didn't know y'all did that.
They're so relaxing.
I know we've had this conversation before, but do you truly think of nothing in those 10 minutes?
No.
Okay.
I will be like, oh, I got to do that. But then I'm like, oh, go back. Mm. So it's just like training your brain. Now I don't think as many things. Okay. And then there's one that's really good. I actually fell asleep to it last night. It's like a go to sleep meditation.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so nice because my brain, you know, our brains are still like going and stuff. So yeah, it's great. But I feel like she's got such a good voice for like meditation.
Oh, I love her voice. Yeah.
So calming.
Yeah, we'll have to do that on here one day. See if I can do it.
The meditation?
Yeah.
It's really great. I never thought I could do it. But because I thought, I was like, well, I'm always thinking of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And you go right back.
Right. Sure. Makes sense.
Well, I'm very excited for your vacation.
Thank you.
You want to come back on Thursday for some more breaking news?
Would love to.
Stay tuned. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert.
All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.